Good morning, Chair. I am Brian, working with the Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Can I ask a question, honourable members?
Yeah.
remember that I was not present when the NASCAR was tabled. In the presentation and in questions that you asked, was did the matter arise? Did the matter arise?
Yes. Yeah, I think we should go to the recommendations, to the observations, so that we are able then to have a flow of this. Because this was coming from my submission when we were discussing.
Stop there.
There, you see the last bullet there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. If then the recommendations are to be in line with the last bullet, I then agree that if I can then make a ruling, I then agree that can then that formulation of the recommendation be in line with the last bullet. Can you please, I hope Mr. Mwesien, can that formulation be in line with the last bullet of the recommendation? Okay. Can you go back to the, I hope we are all agreeing.
Yes, Chair.
Sure. Thank you. Can we go back to Mr. Sakaza? Okay. The college advisor must assist Galogus trying to interact with Mr. Honorable Nonsense in just a reformulation, because he did say as much as he thinks that must be reformulated in line with the recommendations, with the observations, he does not have any Nantika now. Can there be somebody who communicate with him and just do that? I think it will be in line with that, just a line, so that we move on others. 5.2, productivity SA, there was also an addition there. Okay, I think that there is 5.2. No comments. 5.3.
Yes, I would like to come in, yeah?
5.5. Honorable Ricardo?
Thanks, Chair. I really don't think that this gets to grips with the problems in the compensation fund. It doesn't make any mention of the attempts that have been made over the last year, first in terms of the amendment bill, and then secondly in terms of the gazetted regulations, to try and remove the role of third-party administrators. So that's one thing which I don't see covered in the recommendations. And then also, just the sheer parlous state of the compensation fund the move to the new computer system, which has really botched the whole claims and payout process, isn't reflected adequately here. I mean, the Compensation Fund, as we all know, is probably the worst performing entity of the department, and it has been for a very long period of time. I don't see either in the observations or in the recommendations the severity of the disaster at the Compensation Fund being adequately reflected. But in terms of a bullet point, I do think we need to make sure that the committee is kept up to date by the Department of Employment and Labour, or the Compensation Fund itself, on what's happening with the third-party administrators. That's a key issue which cannot be overlooked by this committee. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Kado. I would have then thought that you will, if you say the committee is to be, I just want before other members come, the committee is to be kept, be informed by the department on the state of the compensation fund. I would have thought that you then also put time frames. Remember in the last meeting, honourable members, I said it's going to be important in particular in those areas that we really think that we need to put our eyes on the ball on them, and compensation fund is one of them, that we are to attach time frames in our recommendation. I would like honourable Kado, before other members come in support or in rejection of your proposal, that you please attach time frame. To put time frame you want to be addressed quarterly, monthly, every after second week. I'm just making an example. Sorry for that.
Chair. Yes, well, I do think that we should be getting regular report backs from the Compensation Fund on the turnaround plan that it has. So I would suggest that, you know, when Parliament's in session, that at least once during our termly committee meetings, which I guess would mean four times a year at the very least, that the Compensation Fund should brief us. But my more immediate concern is this question of the third-party administrators and the department and the fund's attempt to ask them out. And the fact that this has happened in a rather devious way, it didn't get through the legislation at first, and now it's sort of been worked into the regulations with very limited period for public comment. That's what I think we cannot afford to lose sight of in the first instance.
Members, any comments on Honourable Carter's input and proposals? Any comments? So we're in agreement. I don't see. Okay. Silence means we're all in agreement. Now there are many hands. Okay, Honorable Kado, it's Honorable Mdabe, and then to the Honorable Nozel.
Sorry, I've had my say. That hand is a legacy hand, so please continue.
Okay.
I'm thank you very much, Honourable Chairperson, and good morning to the Honourable Members. Chair, my recollection, I might be losing some memory on how we have dealt with the issue when we were dealing with the amendment of the Act, when we were dealing with the bill. That the matter was then raised And there is a process that is with the NCOP currently, which would then come back to us after the NCOP has concluded its process. Therefore, I think it would be unfair for us to deal with this matter whilst there is that process. That is my take as far as my recollection is concerned. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable
Ngabe.
Honorable
Ntsele. Thank you, Chair. I think I support Honorable Ngabe's because it's basically now that we may unintentionally be reopening the debate on an issue that we had already concluded on as the National Assembly, in fact, as the Portfolio Committee from the National Assembly. And the conflict process that is currently underway. If there are issues, Honorable Kato would want to raise, because I think the process would still be open for further engagement at that level. Then those issues can be raised at that level. Thank you, Chair. I fully agree with Honorable Ntsele and not in support of the proposed amendments. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Okay.
Chair, Honorable Ntsele, my apology, Chair. I forgot something. You talked about the issue of time frames. On 5.5, with the last bullet, ensuring that the fund continues to provide quarterly progress report on the implementation of its action plan. Maybe we would have therefore then to include the part that Honorable Kado has raised in relation to, I just can't recall verbatim how he has presented it. Maybe that should then be included and that the part that he alluded to from the last point on action plan. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. With that, can we then go to 5.6?
Honorable Dana, please, Chair.
Honorable Dana, on.
Thanks. On 5.6, Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair, and good morning, and good morning to everyone. Chair, I don't see the recommendation that we discussed last week about the efficiency of administration at labour centres with regard to documents that have been submitted that have to be submitted repeatedly. You will remember I mentioned a number of examples across a number of provinces, and only yesterday again I had similar complaints, two from the Pretoria Labour Centre, one where a lady has had to submit a document 6 times where she's already submitted it, and another from the Paul Labour Centre in Western Cape. So I really think that this is truly something worth making a recommendation about to assist workers to go through this process easily and more efficiently.
I will recommend honorable members, please, Honorable Dana, can you make a formulation for it? But in making that formulation, remember that because if then we are going to take, there will be somebody who will say in Mpumalanga, Makubela will only say in Limpopo, but would it not be better that if we think that administration processes in UIF need to be improved, Delhi is to ensure that administration processes are improving so as not to delay the processes of claims, and we leave it there. I'm not a philosopher. People who
will put it better, but the content of it must be the concern of the concern that we have observed as members in terms of the UIF in the Department of Labor in provinces. I just wanted to show that so that if members that are coming for or against must take that into consideration. Because broadly, our concern is about the administration of claims, which we are alleging. I'm using that deliberately. Which we are alleging that it is not right because it is disadvantaging workers and frustrate them. When we have got proof, people are calling us. And then whatever. Any other? Is there any member who wants to?
Sure.
Okay. I see your hands. It's Honorable Mkhondo. It's Honorable Kado. Is it a legacy hand?
No, I do want to make.
Okay. Honorable Mkhondo, Honorable Kado, Honorable Nonsela. Then I will come back to Honorable Dana if he has got something else. Honorable Mkhondo.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, Honorable Members and Colleagues. Chair, as you are trying to bring sense to what Honorable Dana is trying to amend to the report, I would suggest that we go to the observations first. I think that is where we have to check as to how is that formulated, and then we'll come to the recommendations. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mkhondo. Honorable Kado.
Thank you, Chair. My concern is with the financial sustainability of the fund, which I did raise at our last meeting. In particular, the observation made by the AG that the fund has been paying out more benefits in the last 6 months than it's been receiving contributions. And this disjuncture obviously poses a threat to the long-term financial sustainability of the UIF. That's something that we absolutely need to keep on the radar of the committee, and I would really want to insist that it's made a recommendation.
Before you insist, can we, because now we are on the challenges that we have identified in terms of processing of claims. Hold on what you are raising. We'll come into that. Honorable Nontel. Honorable Nontel, is it an
Honorable Chair, in the around bullet, the first bullet and the third bullet, on the legal steps that must be taken. I thought that the bullets are almost talking the same thing, if they can just be reformulated, particularly the third bullet to say we support the matter that it be referred to investigative agencies and that the committee be kept updated on developments thereof, rather than just to say legal action, because already on the first bullet, that is already anticipated. Yeah, so the third bullet should then talk about action, that the matter be referred to investigative agencies and that the committee be kept updated. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Maybe it's me that is not assisting members. We were on one point, which is the poor administration of in terms of the processing of claims. Honorable Mkhondo suggests that we go to a recommendation. Can we deal with that first so that we don't confuse describers? Can we deal with that first, agreeing if we are to put that as a recommendation? But first, Honorable Mkhondo said, let's go and check what then our observations are in terms what we said on the claims on the poor processing of claims and delays, I will then suggest that we deal with that and put it aside. Come with another issue that we have picked up in terms of, again, under UIF. If we are agreeing, we put that, then come to the third one. So that we are not on all of them at the same time and then and create a confusion to describers and even ourselves, we lose some of them. So my intervention is that in terms of the administration of claims, can we go to recommendations, I mean to observations as suggested by Honorable Mkhondo, and see what the suggestions, what the observations are saying. Zolan? Is that observations? Okay. 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 Now, the issue that you are raising, Honorable Dana, the issue that you are raising, that there are plans to review the organizational structure of UIF so as to improve its efficiency.
Tim, may I say something?
Okay. I haven't seen your hand, but
it's up, Jay. Sorry, maybe you thought it was a legacy hand.
Okay.
On point two, the services of the UIF have been decentralized from head office to labor centers. The director for UIF operations will be directed in, appointed in each province. I specifically asked a question, I don't know if you remember, in a meeting where the commissioner appeared before the committee, specifically with regards to people who have been repeatedly requested to resubmit their documents. And he answered this. He said that the services have been decentralized from head office to the different provinces and to the different labor centers. And he himself admitted that there was a problem. And I think it's part of this decentralization process where there is a problem with documentation. So I don't know if we can maybe make a second or a third bullet point there after that one, where we state an observation that we have observed that there is a problem with the efficiency of administration, maybe due to the decentralization, or otherwise that there is just a general problem with administration and the timeless processing of documents.
Okay, I don't want a dialogue, but we have not yet received a formal table. We have not called UIF in front of us and said, you have said the services of UIF have been decentralized from head office to labor centers, the director's operation will be appointed. Okay, decentralization. Can we be abreast by the department on the province, I'm making an example, province by province, in terms of the decentralization and what is then the situation, so that we are able to say it with confidence. Remember that we are still, this thing is still going, it's overflowing to our oversight report, the issue of the decentralization, the issue of the UIF administration. So for me, I think what is here in terms of the UIF administration, in terms of our observations for now, suffices. And then when we go to our recommendations, members must then take into account this issue that I want to raise, that we are to be but this issue, this thing is very serious. We are to ensure, find space within our work that, if it is possible, that we are briefed every after a month,
this thing is very difficult, challenging, honorable members. That's why I'm coming with this, putting to you for you to consider it. You can disagree. We are to ensure that we create a space as the committee every month to be briefed by the department on the challenges that are in terms of administration. That is one. Two, also in terms of what the AG has raised around the issue of that now UIF is receiving less than what is then supposed to pay, because remember that the high rate, the people have been dismissed, retrenched, and the impact of COVID-19 now it has created a strain in UIF. So I wanted to take that, because I know we have got a passion, but it will be problematic but I will raise the issues about what I've picked up in the Eastern Cape. Honorable Mkhondo will raise issues about what he has picked up in Mpumalanga, Ndabe in KZN. But ours is to put a sentence that is taken, which we know that we still have got that responsibility, saying to the minister, account to us on the issue. We want a full report on this decentralization of UIF, knowing that at the back of our minds, we have got examples that when they come and table that, we will say, here. But as I always encourage members, that they must communicate to the department. We must not wait until we come to the committee to raise issues. We will raise issues in the committee in terms of, I have been raising this as Tunjwa to the minister and to the DG. I'm making an example. But minister, I am still receiving complaints to your account, because you said you have decentralized, wanting to improve your administration. I want to make that recommendation, as you will be inputting, honorable members, in terms of our recommendations. You will comment on them. You are not obliged to agree on them, because they are said by me. But I thought that, let me put that, so that as you'll be inputting, you input having that in mind. I see Honorable Mkhondo's hand, Honorable Dana, then it is Honorable Nonsense. Honorable Mkhondo?
Chair, my observation is that the point Honorable Dana was trying to raise, in as far as observations are concerned, it is covered. Maybe we can then go to the recommendations and see if in the recommendations as to how to address what is in the observation is thoroughly covered. That will be my input, Chair, because it's just a way of putting it. But Mina, bullet number one on the observations covers what she's trying to say. And then maybe let's go back to what she was observing on the recommendations to say, because this has been observed, she observed it, it is included there, and then what about in the recommendations? Is it covered now? Thank you.
Okay. Because Honorable Dana is a sponsor of this, I will allow Honorable Nonsel, and then I will come to Honorable Dana. Honorable Nonsel?
Thank you, Honorable President, Chair. Good morning again. Chair, I'm in agreement with Honorable Mkhondo that bullet one of the observations does cover the broad principle around what Honorable Dana was raising. And perhaps maybe just to also to just raise the question, Chair, that what you have raised initially is that we might in fact unintentionally throw a report that does not belong here into this process, because in some of the areas we may have, in fact, relating to the outstanding process we're still engaged in, some of the observation might in fact unintentionally find themselves in here. So I think it would be proper, for instance, that the issue of the report be consistent with the debate so far that relates to this particular area. I mean, the areas of elaboration by Honorable Deina are quite appreciated, but if you take them word for word into this report, then they in fact unintentionally go to what you cautioned on earlier on, that we in fact conflating two reports and by extension making this report a bit untenable, in the sense that it doesn't then relate to the reports that were submitted by the department itself. We're almost changing our observation based on the report that has been made by the department. So I fully agree with Honorable Mkhondo, and perhaps maybe would advise and appeal that your counsel on the matter be accepted. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Members. Honorable Deina, can we go back to recommendations, therefore?
Thank you, Chair. May I just say I agree with the colleagues that this observation is captured in bullet point one, so I agree with that. I formulated a recommendation in the chat. Colleagues are free to make changes there, but I can read it for the benefit of the meeting if you want, or you can maybe read it from the chat box, Chair.
Chat box. Let me go to the chat box. Can we, Honorable Deina, what are we saying here in terms of in the recommendation, in terms of the have members read that chat? It's in the chat box.
I've read it.
What's your comment to me? Honorable Nonsele? Honorable Nonsele?
Honorable Chair, I think the formulation does not contradict the thrust of what you have said in terms of formulation. Is that it is now concise in a way that what is being proposed by Honorable Deina? Maybe what we could do that is the content advisor could seek to match this so that they in fact firm up the proposal, particularly with regard to ensuring that it, in fact, flows from the recommendation to the observation itself, so that there is no gap. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Members. Okay. Then there is a... No, there is a broad statement that says the Department of Employment and Labor to report back to the Portfolio Committee on Employment and Labor on progress made with regards to the above mentioned recommendations within 1 month after the report has been adopted in the National Assembly. Are we in agreement with that footnote?
Chair, before you move on 5.6, my hand is up.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks, Chair. I'm in agreement with the proposal that Honorable Nonsele has raised. But maybe if we could look at the second bullet of 5.6 and see whether we can't infuse what Honorable Deina has raised, so that we do not cloud issues rather than maybe beef up that bullet point to accommodate the labor centers in various provinces. That is a broad statement as far as bullet point two is concerned. Therefore, what Honorable Dana has raised is more of a detail. Maybe if we could then, maybe the content advisor could then try and infuse part of that report that Honorable Dana is putting on the platform. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Members. Honorable Dana, can I say, I don't think you have a problem with that, because your views are not lost. It's only that it's being said, and I don't know, sorry for missing that, thank you, Honorable Mdavi, is that we infuse that in that, and the content advisor will then advise us. But I also want to say to members, always remind and advise. Remember that what is here as recommendation does not mean that as a member of a particular political party, which that political party has got a view on a matter, that it's not preventing you when we make whether declarations or debate to elevate the point that you think as a member in line with how your party feels, you can't do that. I just want to caution members so that they don't frustrate themselves on issues at times that they think that they are not formulated. Yes, we will try and reformulate if the issue is reformulated, but it's that we can't have our views members by members here. We'll have a broad a view, but that does not mean when you stand there and make your declaration, you can't elevate that point for the benefit of your members and how you feel about the matter. I just felt that I must assist and advise as members. So, Honorable Dana, we will infuse what you are saying in terms of bullet two. The content advisor will do that. But if you feel that when you make your declaration on your debate, you are to name whatever you want to name, either as your visit or as being phoned by your constituency, you feel free to do that when we debate and when we make declarations. Honorable Dana, are you in agreement so that we pass? I think we've been trying to. Same applies with what let's look into this. Honorable Dana, are you okay?
I think
you are. Honorable members, there's something that has been raised by Honorable Kado. I don't know whether you raised that. That matter was the matter that was raised in the presentation by the department. A matter that has been picked up by AGs, that the AG picked up that UIF now is its coffers they are receiving now less than what then they are to pay out. I may not quoting him verbatim, but that matter is a matter that we are not to lose. Now, the question that I will then ask pose is that was that reflected to a question asked to UIF when it made a presentation?
It was.
I was not there. I was on sick leave. That's why I'm asking you, Honorable Members. Honorable Kado is saying it was. If then it was,
Honorable
Nonsense?
Yes. Honourable Chair, I think with due respect, yes, the matter is that it relates to the record, which is also it's found on the Stats SA report, that over the period since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic, 2.2 million jobs have been shared, and some sectors have in fact gone under, and the consequence of that is that the loss of employment by extension meant that the contributions of the UIF have been affected, even if that could not be that much significant. The second point could be also that there are sectors that are still recovering from the impact. That also impacts, because you'd still find that in some sectors, some employers are still using short time in order to allow these various sectors or vulnerable sectors to infect, to recover fully, when then the employees can go back to full employment. The point, therefore, of the short time means that instead you find that the UIF is in fact the one that in fact subsidizes these sectors by paying whatever the shortfall that comes as a result of the short time that has been introduced. It's just my own analysis, Chair, not necessarily the response of the department on this, but the issue of the impact of jobs and the consequences for UIF have already been elaborated on. I agree with Honorable Kato. Thank you, Chair.
All right. How then do we put that as a recommendation? Should it be a footnote?
Yes, Chair, I would agree with the footnote point.
Okay. And it does not
be a call recommendation, Chair.
It should be?
A call recommendation. I think it should be a bullet point.
It should be a bullet point. Okay. All right. I don't want us to waste time. The matter will reflect on our recommendation. Why I am saying a footnote is that is why a question I asked if that matter was raised and what was the response of UIF on what the AG and the State SA has picked up, if as members we've asked that. That's why I'm saying it then should be a footnote of what we have then generally observed. But I don't want us to, we will, the Conduct Advisor will then see how we it's a very important footnote. I don't want us to think that if a matter is a footnote, it's not going to be taken serious. It is a very important footnote. So
yeah.
It is really a very important footnote. Because I wanted to pass on this matter, but I see on the other one, we don't say.
Honorable Chair, I think you've captured the point what I wanted to say, and also put my colleague Honorable Kato at ease. Because the point here is that we all agree on this point, not as a point of argument, it's an acknowledgement of a fact that exists, and it does not reside exclusively with a particular group, but it's an expression that is jointly said. And confirmed by the parties within the portfolio committee. So if then the footnote is perhaps making it insignificant, we can find a different way which the content advisor can advise. My worry is that if you put it as a bullet, you would have anticipated that as well. We've been talking about that also in terms of our observation. So we thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Members. My intervention here is that as a footnote, but again, it does not mean that we won't reflect on it in our debate. Remember that that is why then that we are to recommend that within 1 month after this report has been tabled, is that it has been adopted, is that we invite the department to come to table to us. And in fact, I think we have to do that. I will check, and I don't think there's anything that is preventing us to do that. That we've recommended these are the, we want you to take us through on what having said that, on what we've recommended on this in this area and in this area in this area, and we'll identify the areas by their priority and importance, and which we are all, we know that it's a matter that is there, that compensation and UIF is our entities that are really key in terms of priority on how we are going to measure the department's work. Having then put all that, can we have a formal mover in terms of this report? Honourable Mdabe?
I, this is Mdabe, formally move for adoption of the report. I so move.
Can we get a second?
Morning, Chairperson. I, Honourable Bongile Zuma, I formally second Honourable Mdabe about the adoption of the report.
Please note the objection of the Democratic Alliance.
Noted.
And it is plus DJ.
Noted. Thank you, Honourable Members. Thank you very much for that. Mr. Sagaza.
Yes, Chair, the minutes, Chair, of the second. All right, let me just get that. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. There are the minutes of the 2nd of March. Consider the following committee documents. They are noted. There is the attendance register. Okay. 1.2. Can we get a mover of the minutes of the 2nd of March? Because now the documents are here, a member will indicate if he wants to speak. Is there any mover?
Thank you, Honorable Sir.
Honorable Nonsel.
I, Honourable Mats Nansele, formally move for the adoption of the minutes as presented to the committee. So I move.
Thank you. Let me get a second.
I, Honourable Sibongile Zuma, I formally second the Honourable Nansele with the adoption of second March, adoption of the minutes of 2nd March. I formally second. Set of minutes of the 9th of March. Briefing by the Department of Employment and Labour on its response to the solar budget speech attendance register. There it is. With its apologies.
I speak to Mdabe, formally move for the adoption of the minutes of the 9th of May 2022.
May or March?
March, sorry.
Thank you. Can we get a second now?
I, Honorable Sibongile Zuma, formally second Honorable Mdabe with the minutes of 9 of March.
Thank you. The next set. Mr. Sakala, Spindle Renak. There are the minutes of the 16th of March. There is the attendance register. Thank you, members. Can we get a formal mover? Can we get a formal mover? Remember that now they are going to be signed by Honorable Nomfele. So, can members please?
I speak to Mdabe, formally move for the adoption of the minutes. I so moved.
Can I get a second?
I, Honorable Sibongile Zuma, I formally second Honorable Mdabe with the adoption of the minutes.
Can we get a move on?
Honorable Sibongile Zuma, I formally move the adoption of the minutes of the 23rd of March. I so move.
Can we get a second?
This is Mdabe Chair. I formally second for the adoption of the minutes of the 23rd of March 2022.
Thank you. Last set of 4 minutes. There are the minutes of the 30th of March.
Sorry, Chair, I'm getting it back. Sorry, Chair, I'm getting it back.
Thank you. Let me get a formal mover.
I formally move for the adoption of the minutes of the 30th of March 2022.
A
seconder.
Chair, Honorable Sibongile Zuma, I formally second Honorable Mr. Mdabe about the minutes of the 30th of March. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Sakaja, I think that's the last set of minutes, am I correct?
That's correct, Chair.
Thank you very much. The next, Zulan. in terms of what's next in our agenda?
Next week, Chair, it's going to be the QPR2.
Oh, okay. Next week we are getting quarterly briefing on quarter two, report on quarter two by the department. Ucho Mosne?
Yes, Chair. Yes, Chair.
Okay.
Kukhona la mntu ngethewe kuhamba.
Oh, the honorable members, we are, remember that there's a joint, we're in the joint work, committee work, in terms of the resolution that was taken by the House in 2019, and we were then, which is between the, you know, ourselves, labor and agriculture. And then we requested an extension because we were to report in plenary November last week on what we have done. Now the work is in motion. There are two issues that are on the table for us now. One is that we've been invited, which is a matter that is very important to us. When invited by the department in terms of the conference that is going to take place in Durban, ICC on child labour by ILO, that is then on the 16th, if I'm not mistaken, next week. But within that, there is also the weekend of that week. There is also a joint oversight, which that joint oversight is going to take place over the weekend. We are two groups, joint oversight, labor and agriculture, going to two provinces, Northern Cape and Malawi. So applications have been made. We are then going to be called, I'm sorry, be informed that we will be in which of us are in which group in terms of the joint oversight, and which of us are in which group in terms of also joint oversight with Mala. But we are also within that, we are also waiting for the powers to be to one reflect to us how many of us will then be going to the conference of ILO. There was also NCOP is then being invited. But with us is that there are also many plenaries. We will make a recommendation therefore to powers to be that we will join many plenaries virtually when we are in Durban, because we are to attend, because the issue of child labor falls within our scope in terms of oversight with the department. It's one of those matters that are very important that we are to attend and that we are to input on that. So we are in that space, and I will request a members to check on their emails and we will be continuously being informed. And the unfortunate part with me this week, so members will interact with the secretariat. The secretariat will come back to me. I've got a challenge, seriously, my phone is damaged, but I'm attending to that. I hope by the end of this week that will be sorted out. Secondly, honorable members, just as a matter of making members, alerting members, please check your, I hope you have kept safe your official passport
check on it, keep it safe. If by mistake or by ever it has been misplaced, you can find it, but it's a document that you must keep it safe. And for those of us that may have its expiry has fallen within our, remember it may happen that Dundra misplaced it in the last term, lost it, and had to apply it in the middle of the last term, which its expiry falls in the middle of this term, Dundra must ensure that she applies for it, because every time we must ensure that document, it expires, you deal with it. In the event that you may, because that happens, you may be identified by the Office of the Speaker to join a particular program, you can't say, my passport has expired. So at all material times, I know for a fact that maybe some of us have applied when the term started, because it's expired, it's five years, it expires every after 5 years, but there will be those, and there will be that human nature that a person may lost that. If you have lost it, please, although you are not supposed to lose it, but please communicate with Mr. Sakaza so that Mr. Sakaza assists you. I will have a case in point that Honorable Bonani has joined us in the middle of the term. Honorable Sakaza will check with Honorable Makubela if he has applied for a official passport. If she has not, she is to be assisted. I just wanted that. It's not something for debate. It's just for noting. I have got that responsibility, assisted by the Secretariat in areas of this nature to assist members. So you will communicate with Honorable with Mr. Sakaz. Sorry for that. Having said that, Honorable members, so please, Honorable members, ensure that that happens. But we will alert you of what then powers to be are saying in terms of our ILO conference, and who is to attend and who is not to attend. Remember that proportional representation is also addressed. Having said that, Honorable members, thank you very much. Until we meet again, in Durban, those of us that will be allowed to go to Durban, and in the, we will be two groups led by both chairs. Another group is going to be led by the Chair of Employment and Labour and the Oversight, and another chair is going to be led by Honorable Mandela on the. Thank you very much. My voice is taking a strain. Until we meet again. Bye. Bye.